Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, April 3rd, 2024. Two bad things. Let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Today's morsel. The Bible consistently calls for us to monitor our speech and words. Solomon tells us that depth and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. It has been said that there are two things that are bad for the heart: running upstairs and running down people. I might not be able to understand that first, but the latter should never be done by a Christian. We must always remember that if our brother or sister offends us, we are to go to them and tell them their fault to them and not to others. Nor should we speak ill of them, as we must not allow any corrupt communications to proceed out of our mouth. James tells us, "Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." James chapter 3, verse 9 and verse 10. Our words ought to not be for destruction of ourselves and others. They ought to be for edification and exhortation. Sing this song with me today. You're my brother, you're my sister, so take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking side by side. As long as there is love, we can stand. Thought for today. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judgest the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. James chapter 4, verse 11.